material. I made gravel roads, and blacktop roads.
Uncle's setting the table pretty soon.
concrete roads.
Oh, we got that oil cloth way down on that corner.
I don't know.
What would you call a sort of back road that didn't have a, well, wasn't used much by people, except by local people there, I guess?
Oh, mud road.
Okay.
Dirt road.
Okay, would you ever have a term like back road that you'd use, or?
That's the stuff.
Oh.
It's wasn't hard to fix, was it?
I don't know.
Okay. How about a road, or not even a road, but a place maybe fenced in to take the animals, say, from the barn to the pasture? What would you call that? A little path that was fenced in on both sides.
Lane?
Yeah, okay. You went into town and saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come back and tell your wife, guess who I, what would you say?
Ran into.
Is that what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say ran into or ran across or?
Yeah, ran across.
Okay.
So.
You have a man named George, and you have a, he has a boy, and names the boy George Jr. You figure he names the boy, what would you say? Name the boy.
George Jr. What about it?
He said, why would he name the boy George Jr.? Name the boy,
because he's a son of the senior.
Okay, but you could also say he named the boy, well, let's take a different tack. I got in trouble on this, doing this once, so we'll see if this works. You can say that George Washington Carver was named. How would you say it? What's the relationship between him and George Washington? And why did his mother name him George Washington Carver?
Keep the name going, family? I don't know.
George II or something? I don't know.
What I was getting was, so he was named after George Washington, or named for George Washington, or?
You say named after or named for?
I don't get it.
Okay. The animal that barks is a
dog.
Yeah, it's the only one I know that barks.
Other animals bark, I think, too.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Talk about squirrels barking.
Yeah. I've talked about barking squirrels too. That's a, that's apparently a technique that they use. The it's where you know.
Yeah.
You'd shoot right next to the squirrel and the bark would
bark
off. The concussion would kill him. It'd save the meat, you know, you wouldn't chew it up. Anyway, squirrels both bark and are barked. How would you call your dog if you wanted to attack another dog?
Sick him.
Okay. How would you want him to come to you?
I said, yeah, supposed to be here, but
okay.
Kind of shortened up to something.
What do you call a dog that sort of, you can't tell exactly what kind of dog he is, because he's got different kinds of dogs mixed up in him? You call him a
cur.
Okay. If you have a dog that sort of has a bad disposition, and have people come to the house, you might be afraid that people might get...
vicious or fierce.
Okay, but you're afraid that the people, when they